and welcome back to Outside the Box. This is Joseph Pasek with my good friend
John Nelson of OSG Sports here in Atlanta, and so I guess that means that we are officially in Season 2 of OTB.
Yes, Season 2 of Outside the Box, and what a delay, what a delay. We thought we wouldn't have a season, but came through in the last minute with a new season. 2018-19 season begins this weekend with three matchups. We got Chad Culp of the New England Pack Wolves talking about the upcoming game with New England and Georgia on the schedule the first weekend. John, very big stuff happening in the National Lacrosse League. New York is coming on board next year, but this year, San Diego and Philadelphia. I still want to start my studio in San Diego. Maybe I'll start it. Their first home game, I believe, is in January 12th. January in Canada, in Toronto. A lot of snow, cold. What about if I visit San Diego?
Hey, you won't get a complaint from me. And with what we've seen the Seals do to get ready for Season 1, they've got the veteran presence there as well with behind the bench and on the field. So it'll be, I want to see how Philadelphia and San Diego come in week one and game one and get their way here in Season 1. We also know that the Vancouver Stealth are no more. They're now the Vancouver Warriors. So divisions have some little addition to them, but three games here in the opening weekend. And so looking forward to seeing what the full standings are. And let's give everybody the primer for those who are a little unfamiliar. This season, you're going to have a 6-team East and a 5-team West. The Eastern Division is Georgia, Rochester, Toronto, New England, Philadelphia, and Buffalo. The Western Division this season, Colorado, Saskatchewan, San Diego, Vancouver, and Calgary.
All right. Well, it's that time of week again, that time of week that, John, you're going to make your predictions just after the break. We throw this to a break time here. We'll be back with Chad Culp, and then John makes his, well, really terrible, terrible predictions. Last year, I was like 80%. 80%, John.
Which meant that I was not.
Yeah, which meant where you were half that 40. So you're half as good as me. But we'll be back more Outside the Box in just a few seconds.
So that's Joe and Chad Culp. When we come back, it's predictions. So if you really want the winners, then you're going to have to pay attention to Joe. Or is year two of OTB going to be different? It'll be me. It'll be Joe. It'll be predictions when we come back for the C Block. It is season two of Outside the Box here on the OSG Sports Network and barnburner.ca.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling three jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
We know that every driver is different, and a one-size policy does not fit all. That's why Country Financial offers a variety of discounts, so you get the coverage you need and the savings you deserve. From good driver to good student, multi-policy to multi-car, we've got a discount to suit every driver. Call Jason Wright at 678-568-6871 today to see what you could save. On Facebook at Jason Wright Agency or by phone at 678-568-6871. Discounts vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Preferred Insurance Company, or Country Casualty Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Soccer Down Here is sponsored by Apolinsky & Associates, LLC, personal injury lawyers with over 30 years of experience. Call Steve Apolinsky at 518-350-4231 or email him at steve@aa-legal.com if you need help with a wrongful death or serious injury matter. Steve Apolinsky is rated one of the top 100 trial attorneys in Georgia, recognized as legal elite by Georgia Trend Magazine for being one of the most effective lawyers in Georgia.
Welcome back to Outside the Box here on barnburner.ca and OSG Sports, onlinesportsguys.com, and the OSG Sports app on both Android and iOS. Thanks for hanging out with us for the beginning of Season 2. And in Season 1 of Outside the Box, we had a couple of guys who would be our regular guests to give us the 411 on their perspective on their respective franchises. So one of the guys this week, Chad Culpin, the New England Black Wolves, as they get ready for their match against the Georgia Swarm. Here's Joe catching up with Chad.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, the National Lacrosse League show here on barnburner.ca. You're hearing this on 101 platforms. Yes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, you name it, we got it. It's my pleasure to welcome in once again for the new year, well, New England Black Wolves head scout Chad Culp, as we begin the National Lacrosse League season. All right, Chad, a little bit, well, this year offseason was a little bit of crazy. You finally did a deal. How much money are you going to give me from that collective bargaining agreement?
Me, not a dime. unfortunately, it didn't help me out anymore. But no, it was it's finally good to get the deal done and get the season underway. You know, with expansion and you know, the league just growing, you know, it's an exciting time for the NLL, and I'm glad they're going to start this weekend and hit the floor, and it should be an exciting season.
Okay, before we get to the games, let's get to, you know, the agreement or whatever. It didn't sound too happy. Are you okay that you signed it, but what did you gain out of it as a player and then the other side?
Well, as a player, being involved with the last CBA, I know the players, you know, we kind of took a step back from the last one, you know, because the growth of the league was, you know, it hadn't been growing in a while and stuff like that. So the players, at least I felt anyways, that, you know, we could have got a little better deal, but it is what it is. So I feel like the players this time, you know, felt like we gave them the better deal last time. So now we wanted the fair deal, or the players, sorry. And so, they were able to hash it out, which is good. And I think both sides are happy for the future growth of the game.
All right. And before we get again to this week's opening weekend matchups, I got to ask you about the National Lacrosse League expanding this year with Philadelphia and San Diego there, but also just announced New York. You going to come out of retirement to play in New York?
Well, that's where I started.
That's right.
Yeah, my first year in league was with the New York Saints, not the Titans. And that was actually their last year. Then they ended up folding for whatever reason. But you know what? I would think about it. You know, especially if they call them the New York Saints again. That's what I would like to be called. Some people are saying the Titans, but the New York Saints is where it originated. So I would like if they went back to that.
And what about the other lacrosse league? I think Premier Lacrosse League or something like that.
Yeah,
And anything you want to touch on and tell people the difference between them and the National Lacrosse League?
Well, the Premier Lacrosse League, I guess, is a it's from what I've read and stuff like that, is a player, I guess, run league.
Yeah.
Where they get equity in the league and you know, they're going to be a travel type league where each team doesn't really have a hometown, I guess. They just go to different venues throughout North America. And, you know, it's an interesting concept. I guess only time will tell if it works. So, but, you know, anything to grow the game is, you know, I'm all for. So, you know, being a past player, you know, the players are what make the game. And, you know, if one day, you know, future players and kids and stuff like that can grow up and actually make a full-time living playing just lacrosse, you know, I'm all for that.
All right. So this weekend, the opening weekend of the National Lacrosse League 2018-19 season, first game, 1 p.m., the Philadelphia Wings at West Fargo Center play host in their first game to the Buffalo Bandits, one of your former teams. But when you play an expansion team, especially their first game, especially at home, does that favor them?
Favor the expansion team?
Yes, yes.
You know what? I don't know. You know, I imagine they'll be excited to get the season going and be in a new franchise. But at the same time, these are 23 guys that have never played together, right? So I think they'll need a bit of time for chemistry. Maybe they just go off adrenaline and go out there and light the lamp, you know, 20 times and beat Buffalo. But if I was a betting man, I'd be going with Buffalo just because, you know, Buffalo, you know, it's not to say they don't have some new faces in their lineup, but, you know, their core is still there and they've added, you know, now they got a goalie in Vino, and they've, you know, their two draft picks in Gilray and McKay, you know, they add some good depth on the defensive end. I actually, you know, I like what Buffalo's been doing. So, you know, but Philly will be excited, and the fans should be a rocking place to play. You know, when they had a team previous, when I played there, you know, it was always a hostile environment. The Philly fans can be a little mean to the opposing players, so to speak. So, you know, it should be a good, exciting game for the Philly fans, and you know, I'm excited to watch it.
All right, and then 7 o'clock, your team, New England Black Wolves, up against Dan Lataser's Georgia Swarm. And you want to place a wager between you and Dan? Come on.
you know, maybe $5? No.
Canadian Tire dollars. Come on, Canadian Tire dollars. That's right.
No, it's always tough to play on the road, but, you know, Georgia being, you know, one of the top teams the last two or three years. So, you know, there'll be a tough test. It's a tough test for your first road game. But, you know, the boys have been training hard. You know, training camp was short, but everybody was battling hard. So I expect them to come out of the gate and play tough. So, you know, if we can jump out to an early lead and shut them down on their offense, which is pretty potent, and, you know, we should have a solid outcome.
All right, last game this weekend, Vancouver Warriors. Yes, the Vancouver Warriors into Calgary. Who's your pick there?
I think I'd have to go with Calgary. It's tough, though, because there sounds like they might be missing Curtis Dixon and Wes Burke, which are two pretty gifted offensive players for them on the right side. So, I don't know. I think it's a toss-up, but I think Calgary playing at home will squeak this one out.
All right. Final question. As I mentioned, San Diego debuts in the National Lacrosse League. Their first home game is January 12th. Mm-hmm. And I know, New England Black Wolves are paying you nice and all that, but how do you like to be outside the box correspondent for San Diego Seals games? I'll add three more zeros to your contract.
It wouldn't be a bad place to have to go down every weekend, that's for sure.
That's
I think
it.
I could only if I know the wife and the kids would want to get in there too. So if you can get me them a flight at least once a month, I'll take up that offer.
All right, and final thing, how do you think San Diego is going to support the National Lacrosse League? Because National Lacrosse League, you know, they think about, you know, Toronto, Rochester, New York, Philadelphia,
right.
Eastern. But now you're heading out to, well, the West United States. So
right.
How do you think San Diego is going to support the National Lacrosse League?
It's interesting because, like, San Jose, Anaheim's had a team before. I know hockey does okay down there, but, you know, personally, if I lived in San Diego and it was 80 degrees out, I wouldn't really want to go inside an arena. I'd want to go out and enjoy the weather. You know, I think lacrosse is growing down on the West Coast there. So I'm hoping it does well because it only helps the National Lacrosse League. So, you know, they put it together a pretty decent team, and And it seems like they've been doing a pretty decent job of the marketing, just I've noticed from Twitter and stuff like that. So it seems they're off on the right direction. So I hope it works out.
All right. That's Chad Cope. Chad will be back here each and every week for Outside the Box. Chad, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Get a hold of me? Well, I guess you can follow me on Twitter. It's Copamania. That's about it.
Copamania, are you ripping your shirt? Come on. Are you got 24-inch pythons? Or
Since I haven't been playing, they're down to like 16-inch pythons.
Yeah. Oh, 16. Yeah, 16. Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully everybody, especially your team, New England Black Wolves, has a tremendous, tremendous year. And Chad will be back here each and every week for Outside the Box. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Thanks for having me, Joseph.
So that's Joe and Chad Culp. When we come back, it's predictions. So if you really want the winners, then you're going to have to pay attention to Joe. Or is year two of OTB going to be different? It'll be me. It'll be Joe. It'll be predictions when we come back for the C Block. It is season two of Outside the Box here on the OSG Sports Network and barnburner.ca.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
We know that every driver is different, and a one-size-policy does not fit all. That's why Country Financial offers a variety of discounts, so you get the coverage you need and the savings you deserve. From good driver to good student, multi-policy to multi-car, we've got a discount to suit every driver. Call Jason Wright at 678-568-6871 today to see what you could save. On Facebook at Jason Wright Agency, or by phone at 678-568-6871. Discounts vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Preferred Insurance Company, or Country Casualty Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Soccer Down Here is sponsored by Apolinsky & Associates, LLC, personal injury lawyers with over 30 years of experience. Call Steve Apolinsky at 518-350-4231 or email him at steve@aa-legal.com if you need help with a wrongful death or serious injury matter. Steve Apolinsky is rated one of the top 100 trial attorneys in Georgia, recognized as legal elite by Georgia Trend magazine for being one of the most effective lawyers in Georgia.
Welcome back to Outside the Box, Joseph Pasek of Barnburner and John Nelson of OSG Sports. It's that time of week once again, predictions time, 80% me, 40% John. Here we go, Saturday, 1 p.m., the Buffalo Bandits invade Philadelphia's first game. You think Philadelphia comes out on top? This game starts at 1 p.m. John, give me your thoughts.
I'm going to go with the established franchise here. I think it'll be a packed house at the Wells Fargo Center for the return of the Philadelphia Wings. And when the announcement was made, you got to see a lot of fans of the National Lacrosse League break out their old Philadelphia Wings gear. And it was, you know, one of the franchises that was one of the early cornerstones. But I'm going to go with Buffalo just because of the organization of the team and all of the history that they have and the experience that they have is really the word I was looking for. So I'm going to go with Buffalo with the road win against the expansion Philadelphia Wings.
You're wrong already. To start the year, you're wrong. 1 p.m. game, their first ever game in Philadelphia. Well, they come back. They were a team before, but they're coming back. Philadelphia wins a nail-biter, probably by 1 or 2 goals. Philadelphia wins their first game. Buffalo starts 0-1. Book it. John, we go to the next game. The New England Black Wolves, thank you to Chad Culp for previewing that game, taking on your team. You're out of Georgia, the Georgia Swarm. Dan Lettisser was away this week. I couldn't get Dan Lettisser. So you know what? I'm still not going to go against him. I'm picking Georgia.
And I'll agree with you there. I think Georgia at home behind the likes of the Thompsons, Shane Jackson, Jordan McIntosh, Jason Noble, high-powered offense. I think it's probably going to be along the lines of 18-11 that Georgia gets the Duke against New England, and the likes of Kyle Buchanan, Brett Manny, and Jay Thorenberg.
You say 18-11, I say 17-10. All right, let's get to the last game of the week. The Vancouver Warriors. Yes, the Vancouver Warriors travel to Calgary to take on the Roughnecks. John, who you got?
I'm going to go with the home team here with Calgary. I think it'll probably be something in that same 18-12 vein, maybe 18-10. We all know how rough a time Vancouver had last year as the stealth. I think it might take a little time to get adjusted as the Warriors. And when you've got offense with guys like Dane Doby and Curtis Dixon, I think it might be a long night for Vancouver in week one.
I agree. Calgary should prevail, but a lot closer. You said what, 18-12? I would say
18-12 anywhere, the 18-10, 18-12 range, yeah.
I would say 16-13 for Calgary. Not bad. In my predictions, 3-0. You are 2-1. You start the year more than 500, what you want. By the way, anybody who wants to send us to San Diego, you're more than welcome. I got to check out. I hear San Diego is a beautiful, beautiful city. Is that true? John, have you ever been to San Diego?
I've been over San Diego. I've never been in San Diego.
All right. Well, it's about time you go to San Diego, right? All right. So as we
thought you were going first to set up the Barn Burner West studio.
You know what? I got to set up when you're an OSG app and you know your soccer down here. By the way, congratulations to your team, the Atlanta United and the MLS, for capturing the MLS Cup. I know this is not MLS, but anyways, you're from Georgia. Now you're on the OSG app. You are heard on Barn Burner on 101 platforms, including iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google Play, everything like that. But you need something. We need more Barn Burner on the OSG app. Can this happen with Outside the Box?
Yeah, that's the plan. The Outside the Box programs will be on the OSG Sports app. Don't forget to download it. Use the quotation marks, and that way you can save it up and download it for both iOS and Android. OTB, that's the plan. OTB is the part of the off-season programming for all the college football and everything else that we put up there. So OTB will be the flag bearer for OSG Sports here in the winter months.
All right, and a final thought here. Congratulations. Announcing for next year, New York coming to the National Lacrosse League. So National Lacrosse League coming up big. And you want to talk about, as we conclude here, Bleacher Report, right? National Lacrosse League on the Bleacher Report.
Yeah, and BR Live is going to be the home of the National Lacrosse League. And the first weekend, all three matches, you will be able to get on BR Live for free. There are some of the other sports and other platforms that BR Live does where it's a pay-per for seasons and things like that. But the opening weekend of the National Lacrosse League, Buffalo, Philadelphia, New England, Georgia, Vancouver, Calgary, all for free on BR Live. So download their app as well, and you get to keep in touch with everything going on in the National Lacrosse League all season long.
All right. John, as we conclude, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you and OSG.
Easiest ways on the Twitters at OSG Nelson for me, at OSG Sports for the platform and the network. And you can also go to theonlinesportsguys.com for all the op-eds that are fit to print. That at OSG Phil, otherwise known as Brother Phil, Phil Canner, he kind of vents his spleen on a daily basis. And you can follow along on Facebook at OSG Sports as well. And follow Jay Wilkerson 16 and AP_Goldman85 for the rest of us involved at OSG Sports.
All right, and this is Joseph Pasek, the head poobah of barnburner.ca. Check out their twice daily podcast, which is called Fired Up, available on 101 platforms. Also, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, on Instagram, at The Barn Burns. We'll be back here next week, recapping week one, previewing week two, where John goes 2-1, and I stay perfect for another week. Thanks a lot, John.
Anytime, my friend. Play it safe, everybody. Enjoy the game.